Maya from Beethoven, and you're listening to WMUC-FM College.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. Increasingly, the term factory farm is used to describe new large-scale animal production in the watershed. But what does this term mean? Factory farms treat animals as if they were factory products. This system standardizes meat products by genetically manipulating animals, then concentrates them in large-scale industrial barns and speeds up their growth with antibiotic and heavy metal additives. These industrial facilities produce enormous amounts of waste. The chicken factory farms on the Delmarva Peninsula produce 400,000 tons of manure annually. But unlike factories in other industries, factory farms have no wastewater treatment plants.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
012-777-1111.
Actors the world has ever seen, slathering honey on our demons for the palate of the apathetic. Isn't that pathetic? Our temples are at capacity, but we continue to cram in body after body, soul after soul, opinion after opinion, till we don't care what's really ours.
Everybody wants the summer without holding the rain.
Say I wouldn't if I could. I've read the story of the two black dogs, society's stray and the stray's hound, caressing and stabbing each other with a technician's touch. To me, cries have cried with no tears. To me, nets cast into fishless lakes. To me, smiles cracked with no tears.
Everybody wants the summer.
Everybody wants the summer.
Thank you. every night seeking intruders above his burial ground. March 12th, the year 2001. While pledging a sorority, Princess Sally, daughter of King Richard Riddlewhite III, is told to venture into the cemetery where the ghoul resides. To prove her sincerity and loyalty to the organization, Princess Sally decides to enter the cemetery.
Yeah. came up again. Richard Brigham was the villain, and a few of his loyal subjects ventured to the cemetery, only to find Princess Sally mangled and dismembered by the demon. Maniac, Murgatroyd, Beauregard.
Thank you. station balnéaire, climat tropical, décalage horaire, ambiance amicale. Vapeur, chambre confortable et TV couleur. Lui, tennis, bowling, piscine olympique, jaguar au parking pour soirée typique.
I've really never been in love. forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really
Everybody, I'm Mike Boschetti, also known as President Jimbo from Smiling Friends, and you're listening to 90.5 FM College Park Radio. You guys rock!
WMUC! Thank you. Thank you.
perfect world, I wouldn't have met you at all. In a perfect world, I would have said hi, Amud. Unfortunately, I don't know anything about love and its foolish tendencies. And just like Chet, I tend to fall in love too easily. Days by the sea, in a light blue cottage, just the sand, the ocean, and me. Unfortunately, I'm too romantic, dramatic for that reality. I go ahead and just like Chet, I fall in love too easily. Why did you put me through 11 months of your so pretties? I misuse. It's absurd what even occurred between autumn and spring. If you never loved me. In a perfect world, I wouldn't have met you that night. Stayed with my friends and just danced till the morning light. Unfortunately, I can't trust anybody that tells me anything. I go ahead and just like that, I fall a little hard and fast. At every turn I feel a little heartbreak and a little burn. And just like Chet, I tend to fall in love too easily. Just like Chet, I tend to fall in love too easily.
Oba, oba, would you like an orange moon? Or a diamond studded star? Or a polka dot balloon? Oba, oba, would you like a purple sea? Or a sky with candied stripes? Or a watermelon tree? Oba, oba, I can get those things for you. But you may feel that a simple kiss will more than do. Oba, oba, would you like a platinum dove? Or a satin ocean wave? Or do you just want my love? Like a purple sea, or a sky with candy stripes, or a watermelon.